WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Confidence, your daily dose of inner power and calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, here to help you navigate this crazy journey called life with a little more grace, resilience, and yeah, maybe even a sprinkle of badassery. Now, who else feels like the world just keeps throwing curveballs? It's enough to make you want to curl up under a blanket and call it quits, right? But what if I told you there's a way to not only weather those storms, but actually come out stronger on the other side? Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into unleashing your inner strength and confidence. Think about it, true confidence isn't about strutting around like you own the place, though that can be fun sometimes. It's about that unshakable belief in yourself, even when things get tough. It's knowing your worth, owning your decisions, and facing challenges head-on with a calm, collected spirit. Okay, so how do we actually tap into this inner superpower? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways for you that are gonna change the game. First up, master your thoughts. Seriously, our brains are like those mischievous monkeys constantly chattering away, jumping from one thought to another. But guess what? You're not at their mercy. Practice mindfulness, pay attention to those negative thoughts, and challenge them. Ask yourself, is this really true? Or what evidence supports this belief? You can rewire your thinking patterns and create a more positive, empowering inner dialogue. Number 2, set clear intentions. It's like having a GPS for your life. What do you truly want to achieve? What values guide your actions? Write them down, visualize them, and let those intentions be your compass. When you have a clear direction, it's easier to stay focused, make decisions aligned with your goals, and ultimately feel more confident in your path. Thirdly, step outside your comfort zone. Now, I'm not saying go bungee jumping off the Eiffel Tower unless that's your thing. But consistently pushing yourself just a little bit, taking on new challenges, trying something you've always been afraid of builds resilience and self-belief. Every time you conquer a fear, you're sending a message to your brain. Hey, I can do this. Fourthly, celebrate your wins, big and small. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. Acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. Did you finally finish that project? Rock that presentation? Conquer the laundry pile? Yes, that's a win. Give yourself credit, take a moment to bask in the glow of success, and use it as fuel for future endeavors. And last but certainly not least, practice self-compassion. We all mess up, we all have bad days. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support you'd offer to a good friend. Remember, perfection is overrated. It's about progress, not perfection. Ever felt like you're playing a part in life? Like there's this image you have to project, this persona you need to maintain? You know that feeling when you try to be someone you're not, just to please others or fit in. It can drain your energy, leave you feeling insecure, and ultimately prevent you from truly showing up as your authentic self. Here's a real-world example. Imagine you're at a networking event. You see all these people making connections, laughing, and confidently sharing their ideas. But inside, you're freaking out, thinking, I don't belong here, or what if I say something stupid? You start overthinking every word, holding back, and missing out on potential opportunities to connect. Sound familiar? Now, let me tell you something. That inner voice is a liar. It wants you to play small to hide your true self. But guess what? The world needs your unique perspective, your talents, and your vibrant energy. Ditch the script, embrace your authentic self, and show up with confidence, even if it feels a little scary at first. So, remember, unleashing your inner strength and confidence isn't about becoming someone else, it's about embracing who you already are, powerful, capable, and worthy. Take these 5 key takeaways with you. Master your thoughts, set clear intentions, step outside your comfort zone, celebrate your wins, and practice self-compassion. These aren't just words, they are tools to unlock your potential and live a more fulfilling life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to boost your inner strength and confidence? Share it with me on social media. Use the hashtag #StoicConfidence. Let's build a community of empowered individuals together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.